This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
My wife doesn't support me in my entrepreneurship goals.
Why?
She shoots me down. We want to move to Florida, and I don't think we should move unless we have a nice amount of, a nice sum of money to go. And I think flipping houses, and as well, Gary, Trash Talk 4, amazing. I started flipping things on myself. And I have to tell you this, Gary. I bought ink cartridges for $1. I bought two of them. I sold them for $164 the next day.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
The next day, Gary.
Dude,
$164.
You think you're surprising me? I know what the fuck this is. I've been doing it for 20 fucking years. I'm just trying to put you on.
Yeah, Gary. So I just went out this past weekend, went garage. Anyway, my wife don't support me. She doesn't believe in my goals and dreams. We've been together 19 years. We have 5 kids. I don't know how to go about it. I'm nervous.
You over-communicate.
Okay, as a woman, can I give you my advice?
Go.
Her know how you feel rather than telling her how you feel. Be like, this is important to me because, or I feel like I need to do this because, not just like I'm doing this. Communicate with her so she feels she's part of the process, and then just communicate.
Let her know how it feels when she shoots you down. Because
but this is the thing, ladies. I don't mean to cut you off. Years ago, before we bought, I bought a home. I paid it off. She used to help me clean our houses, abandoned houses, and we used to get paid together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think she just lost. I think she lost the drive and the love for it. Like, she gets down and dirty. She gets cleaning. She does the high dusting. She moves furniture with me, trash and everything. And I guess over the years, she lost the love
over
for
the
it.
Over the years, dude, she's the mother of 5 children, bro.
Yeah, I'm the father of 5 children too, dude. I was doing 90% of it. I was the one staying up all the nights overnight, getting taking care of the kids throughout the night, getting up in 2 hours of sleep, going to work, coming back home.
Listen,
cooking, cleaning.
Yeah.
Good.
Dude, my mom died at 16 before she died.
Yep.
She told me how to cook, told me how to clean, told me how to do laundry, told me everything.
Respect.
Not to depend on a woman,
no.
To rely on myself, and that's the best thing that she ever taught me.
Respect.
Single mother,
perspective, because there's always two sides of a story, but from one perspective, keep giving us context. What do you think's happened? You think she's become entitled? You think she, like,
tired?
Tired? What do you think's happened?
I spoiled her with everything, with the cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of the kids, the homework, the hanging out with the kids, the picking them up, and to be honest, you guys, and, you know, I hope you don't judge, but she likes to sit there now lately and spend 2 to 3 hours watching reality shows on her phone on YouTube, and it drives me crazy.
Man, this is hard.
And then Gary, check this out, Gary. I'm on your level. I don't want my kids going to college. I'm trying to open the idea to them
entrepreneur.
Go.
I don't want my kids to go to college if they don't want to go to college.
Right?
So, like, if my kids want to be the greatest professor in a university of all time, and that's in their soul, I will support the shit out of them.
Totally. Yeah.
I don't want to force them. Like, sometimes
I'm not forcing them.
But real quick, I just want to make sure that people know where I stand on this stuff. I just want self-awareness and leaning into children, right? So out of 5 kids, 2 of them are going to want to go to college, 2 of them are not going to want to go to college, and 1's going to be in the middle. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind.
No, absolutely. But before they start, like, now they're 18 and 19, but I was doing this 16, 17, and saying, hey, guys, try the eBay, or try this, or my second oldest, she wants to be an architect. Come to find out, she denied a job at an architect company. No, excuse me. She denied an internship at an architect company because she only spoke to my wife, and my wife said, no, don't take it. I looked at it, that's a great opportunity for you to learn, and I even told her, I want to build a home. I want you to build it for me. And that's not working for me. She's like going her own route. The same thing with my 19-year-old. I'm like, hey, you have business plans of being an entrepreneur. I'm not forcing it, Gary. I'm going, hey, you guys, you want to take the time out? I'm here for you.
We
can sit down together, go over YouTube videos, whatever you want to do. Gary, you want to hear something, Gary? And I know you guys got to go. My son is 16 years old. He wants to be an actor, and he wants to be a producer. So I went to him. Hey, let's go sit down together and watch YouTube videos. On it, I'm here to help you. He didn't want to do it. I go up to him one day. I say, hey, buddy, do you want me to stop asking you what you want to do with your life? Because I'm here to help you. He goes, yeah, stop asking. I'm like, you sure? Like, what else can I do? I'm not forcing on them. I'm bilingual. I'm Spanish. I tell them, hey, you guys, take the time out, learn Spanish. I'm here to help you. It's for free. Gary, I spit so much of your fucking knowledge at my children. It's fucking crazy. And they're not taking it.
Bro.
I'm not going to be the father. Bro. I'm not going to be the, yo, you're going to sit the fuck down and you're going to fucking learn Spanish or you're going to fuck, no, I'm not going to do that because it's going to come back to me down the line.
Exactly.
I'm not going to, so I'm just trying to open your eyes to like, hey, look at this video of Gary Vee. Look what he's doing. Oh, yeah, but he's a millionaire. But listen, let go of that bullshit. He still has the drive to go garage selling, you guys. Don't you see that? Like, you could do it, too. And I tell him, Gary, I sit there. I watch Reezy Resells, Breaking Profits, all these guys, Rockstar, Rally Roots. And I sit down and I watch them. Are they fun? They're not fun, Gary. But I'm learning. I'm fucking learning. I'm trying to show them this. But they're not getting it. And neither is my wife. Like, let's make these moves. Like,
real
we
quick,
have a house
quick,
that pays.
Real quick. Because I love the fire. Real quick. Deploying ambition is a very fascinating game. What you're trying to do is deploy ambition. And I respect that. And I love you for it. There's so much good. But when you give, you can't have expectation, even when it's your own children. What you're doing is right, but you can't enforce the next part, right? Like you said,
right.
And you said something very smart at your heat moment, which is, I'm not gonna be the dad that's gonna fucking sit them down and say you have to, because it's gonna bite
you
in the ass. So you're extremely thoughtful about this. I think if you take a little bit of the ideology out of, look, they're 16, your circumstance was, your mom passed at that time, you learned all these things. You've thank God, through whatever success you've created a level of entitlement and a level of cush for your kids. And as much as that hurts, and listen, bro, you're talking to me, motherfucker? Like, the delta between my life and my sibling's life, let alone my fucking kid's life, is fucking crazy. You're sitting right now with two women who fucking, she was in high school fucking delivering papers, rolling fucking quarters.
You know
what her life's gonna be like? What her kid's life, excuse me, is when they fucking have a hockey player dad and a fucking mom that's making millions? Like, what gets fucked? This is what everybody struggles with. However, all four of us, excuse me, have to take a big step back. You've gotta separate, and it's very important, you've got to separate your issues of non-communication and in two totally different places that you and your wife are from you and your kids.
Totally.
That's number one, because a lot of that angst is deploying on their kids. Number two, it's amazing that you're spitting it, but you got to spit it and then take a step back. Spit it and take a step back. Don't forget, your 16-year-old can be 28 when it clicks for him, and then he has his whole life to make it awesome. So keep that a little bit in mind. The bigger thing, and
then
then put a period in that.
Like with the working out, like my son told me one day, hey, you know, Dad, I see you working out and running, and Gary, I'm also fasting 16 hours a day too, buddy. Anyway, I tell him, he tells me, hey, I want to work out. So I said, hey, I'm not going to go to you, buddy. You after school tomorrow, you come to me, we'll sit down, we'll go over beginning workouts, how to start and everything, and we'll take it from there. Yeah, Dad, cool. Next day came. I'm cleaning, I'm cooking, I'm helping my other son with his homework. He doesn't come down. I'm not saying, hey, Josh, because I've been doing it for so long. Hey, Josh, come down. You ready to start doing this? He should have the drive himself. I don't want to keep on being, hey, you know, reminding him. I mean, you would think within yourself you're going to find that drive. And
one thing, the reason you guys have it is because you've been doing it over and over and over again. You can't have the drive for him.
Yes.
He has to have the drive for himself. 100%.
Yep.
You plant a seed and it sometimes doesn't grow for years, but it's the point that what it might, like Gary said, it might not click till 28, but it's not about, it's at 16, he's in his head, that's their job. And then what you do is you show, you go, you let him fucking fail, you let him not work out, you see how he fails, and you catch him when he falls a little bit, you let him fall though, and then you're like, get back up again, that's what parenting
and the
is.
For jumping in. The falling down's key. I see a lot of modern parents thinking falling down is a skinned knee, and I think falling down is your arm being ripped off, and in that delta is a very interesting debate.
Yeah.
Like, it's an important debate. Let me ask you a question. Do you give these children money?
No.
Don't fucking bullshit me. Do the parents give them any money?
Hold on. My two oldest, 18 and 19 girls, they work at Target. my 16-year-old son, he works for my wife's boss. Like, he goes to his house and does the lawn.
Yep.
My 12-year-old daughter, she has a babysitting gig. My wife's girlfriend drops off her daughter. My 12-year-old watches her. And then my 9-year-old son, I mean, he's nine.
He's nine.
Pick up the trash. Hey, $2.
He's nine.
You know what I mean?
That's not the question I asked you. I don't ask you if they had a job.
Myself.
I asked you is do you give them money?
No.
What entitlement do they have in your opinion?
I don't know. Well, I mean, give me like an example. What do you mean by that? Like,
how do you think they're spoiled? Why do you think they're soft? Why do
you, because
bro,
of me.
You're spitting here for 11 minutes that everyone's soft, which is amazing. I think everyone's soft too. But I'm curious what your perspective is on why they're soft.
Since they were babies, I was doing the laundry. Don't do your laundry. I'll do it for you. I'll cook for you. I'll clean for you. I'll do this for you. And over the years, like the other day, dude, like, you know, it is what it is. I go upstairs, the bathroom's a little dirty. Like, you guys, like, I've been cleaning it for you guys for how long?
No.
And it's like one year out the other.
Here's the problem.
And I'm like,
no.
I might as well just do it myself.
I'm going to tell you quickly, a spoiled child is actually not monetary. A spoiled child is someone who gets given or gets fixed for. So let's say they're having a problem, the parent steps in and fixes it for them.
Yes.
The bathroom is dirty. Spoiled has nothing to do with monetary, and a lot of people are like, they're spoiled, they get. You can actually have, but also have an unspoiled child by letting them experience life. So if their bathroom's dirty, natural fucking consequence, it's dirty, they have to piss in it, and that's the way it goes. It's letting them understand that their life has consequences, but you've been doing it for them forever.
Jose.
Yo.
The fuck are you cleaning the bathroom for?
Yeah.
They're playing you like a fucking drum.
And
yes.
The reason they're not doing it,
dude,
is because you cleaned the bathroom.
Bro, that's why. That's on you.
Yep. Don't, yeah.
I'm just tired of asking. I'm tired of this. They're teenagers,
no,
dude.
Stop doing it.
Fuck, man.
No,
stop.
No, dude. Stop doing it. Dude, this is on you, bro.
Yeah.
You told a story just now that I didn't.
You know what
that.
Else, man?
Jose, hold on.
You told a story.
You told a story that you cleaned it.
And then you asked.
Then you're yelling at them to clean it. They don't know how.
Yes.
And then you say, fuck it, I'll just clean it. That last part is why
problem.
You're losing.
Dude, I'm 41. I'm tired of yelling.
I don't give a fuck if you're 100.
I'm tired of asking.
Then stop asking. Stop doing it. Stop asking.
I don't give a fuck if you're 100. Never clean the fucking... Bro, Jose, listen to me. Because I love you.
Go.
Never clean the fucking bathroom again, dog. Never again.
You know what's crazy? Listen to me. My wife is... She tells me, and I have a bad habit of it. She goes, honey, stop letting the kids ruin our night. And they almost did it again last night because... Because
She's
I went upstairs, we both went up, and she flipped out a little bit, but I was flipping out, and she said, no, let's go downstairs, I want to watch a movie, don't let this ruin your night, you better not. And I almost did, I almost went back upstairs to clean, but
Jose,
I said, you know what, she's right,
she's
let
right.
me sit down,
You're
and
wrong.
We saw the movie, The Upside,
Jose,
and we had a great
fucking,
time.
I don't give a fuck what movie you saw, bro, stop cleaning the fucking bathroom, man, stop cleaning the fucking bathroom.
Dude, I was just rage right, dude.
Jose, where do you live?
In Rochester, New York.
Email me your address. I'm going to fucking spy on your ass. And if you ever fucking clean the bathroom, I'm going to hire some big-ass dudes to beat the fuck out of you.
Go on Google Maps and watch it from there, dude.
Dude, Jose.
So listen.
Jose, listen to me. Listen to me.
Go.
Brother, listen to me. You're doing such a cliche thing.
Yep.
You're trying to control everything and then you're complaining about it.
Yeah.
Either clean the bathroom and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Or never clean the bathroom again.
Hey, let them be like pigsties.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. Listen to me one more time. Either.
I'm like fucking.
Jose, listen to me. You like me?
I'm like Felix Unger.
Jose, you like me?
I'm like Felix Unger.
You think I'm bringing you value? Listen to me. Either.
I love you, Gary.
Good.
I love you.
So ready? Either.
Go.
A. I'm going to give you two options. Either A, clean the bathrooms and shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Or B, never clean the fucking bathroom again.
Let them be pigs upstairs.
100%.
All right, fuck it. My wife's right. You guys are right. I'm not going to
Let's go. See ya.